Yesterday we learned about the commandment that God gave Noach and his family, and really for that matter all the animals, that they should procreate. And it seems they were not so excited about this. And Noach was a little bit uncertain. It was a good idea to procreate. Things are all haywire again. You couldn't be certain that humanity would behave, and if humanity doesn't behave, God's going to respond in like fashion. You have children, everybody would be destroyed anyway. So God promises Noach that I'm going to establish a covenant with you. Everything's going to be fine. All of the living things here, they will never again all be destroyed. Doesn't mean there won't be destruction, but never again all be destroyed. And God says to Noach, "Bahakim ba'isiyaz b'isiyadchem." This is chapter 9, verse 11. I'm going to establish my covenant with you. V'le'yikareis kol basaroid. All flesh will never again be all liberated. From the waters of the Mabul, there will never again be a Mabul to destroy the entire world. So this, of course, does not mean that there won't be destruction in the world, but it does mean that even if there'll be a wicked generation, and even if everybody will sin, the entire world will never again be destroyed. So all those people are predicting the end of the world, and they're really worried. Hashem already promised it's not happening again. Verse 12, Vayomer Elokim. So God said, Zois ois habris. This is the sign of my covenant. Asher ani noisen beini uveinechem, that I place between me and you, uvein kol nefesh chaya, and between all of the living beings, asher itchem, that are with you, ledoireis oilom. This is going to be an eternal covenant for generations. What does it mean, Zois? Zois ois habris. So according to most opinions, because the rainbow is going to appear now for the very first time, although there are other opinions, like Reb Sadia Gaon, based on the Zohar, who says, no, the rainbow is always there. It's just Hashem selected that this sign would serve from here onward. It certainly seems that Rashi, on the surface, seems to follow the notion that there was no rainbow before, and Hashem introduces the rainbow for the first time. See Tuesday night's class for a full treatment of that matter. We're going to focus on a little bit of a different subject. Let's take a look in Rashi. So Rashi says in verse 11, "Vahaki maisi, I will establish." The hakamas habris is already something that has been established. So Hashem says, "I made a covenant. I made a promise. Now esekiyum livrisi. Now I will, so to speak, affix something which will make that promise permanent." So I'm going to do something that gives it strength. I'm going to buttress. I'm going to strengthen this promise. What would that be? The strength and the guarantee of this promise is Esakeshes, is the rainbow. As we speak about in the verses that come and in the verses onward, we'll speak about the rainbow not once, not twice, but three times. Three times Hashem will emphasize, there's going to be a rainbow and everything is going to be fine in the future. This is going to be generational. This is for eternity. Now, you'll notice that the word ledoiros seems to be misspelled. It seems to be missing something. And Rashi notes, indeed, nichtav chaser. It is written without the typical vavs. Not just one vav, but two vavs. Usually, doiros is spelled dalet vav, resh vav sof. It is not usually spelled dalet, resh, and tav. But here it is written like that. Why is that? So Rashi says that is to convey to you that there were some generations that did not require the sign. So the sign is, as we read in the verses that ensue, that God says that when I'm going to think about destruction, when I'm going to think that the people don't deserve to live anymore, so then I'm going to see my rainbow, and then I'm going to remember, and I'm not going to do it. So Rashi says it was two generations. God didn't have to look at the rainbow. No rainbow. Why was there no rainbow? Because they were perfectly righteous. And because they were perfectly righteous, they didn't need a rainbow to remind them. Like the generation of Chizkiyoh, the king of Yehuda, and the dirt of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He chose a generation in Beis HaMikdash times and a post-Beis HaMikdash generation, and in both of these generations, there was no need for the rainbow. So there was no rainbow.
So that's symbolized by a missing vav?
Yeah. two vavs missing.
Significance to vav, like I mean, obviously
you can't leave a resh out of the world. You can't leave a dal out of the word. The chaser and the malay is either a vav, sometimes an aleph, sometimes a yud. That's the optional letters. The optional is a vav. And Rashi seems to indicate there are two letters missing and two generations that are exempt. Okay, so. So the question is, what does it mean? There was no rainbows for 50, 60 years. There was no rainbow. That's like statistically impossible. It's a natural phenomenon. How could that be? So there's one answer we talked about on Tuesday night that Rama says that during those generations, the rainfall always came in a blessed way. And what does it mean, a blessed way? What's the blessed time for rain?
At night.
Everybody goes to sleep at night. You wake up in the morning. Incidentally, the way we got it last night. It started raining last night about midnight. And it finished raining, I don't know, 4 or 5 this morning. That's pretty cool, right? So you came home, I got home, I was dry, I left the house, I was dry again. So if it rains at night, you won't have any rainbows. That's the rain during the day. But that is very far from the simple pshat. It's not the simple pshat at all. The simple pshat, it seems, is no rainbow whatsoever. But how does that work? So let's take a look at this, look into this a little bit. Page Kuf Lamed Tes. The Rebbe here quotes the origin, the source of Rashi, which is a Bereishis Rabba in the 35th chapter. Simin Chafei. And the Medrash says, L'doiris ksiv, L'doiris is written without the vavs, prat l'shnei doiris. This exempts two generations, Doiris Shechizkio, the generation of King Hezekiah, and Doiris Shal Anshe Knesses HaGedoylo, the generation of the people who first came back to the land of Israel. Rebbe Chizkiah, there was a sage whose name was Rebbe Chizkiah. He was Maitzi Doiran Shal Anshe Knesset HaGedoylah. He took Anshe Knesset HaGedoylah, that generation, the first generation who came back to Eretz Yisrael and rebuilt the second base of English. He removes them from the equation. Or maybe, and instead he inserts Doiran Shal Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, which is the version that Rashi quotes. So the Rebbe begins his commentary and he says, Bepashtos, Nayada HaKeshes Limnoya Esayin Shamabel. It seems, on the surface certainly, that the rainbow comes to rule out the punishment of a great flood. Kloimer, in other words, Shagam kisha oilom yihi eroilo inesham abol, that even if there'll be a time when the world is worthy or deserves punishment, they have earned themselves another mabol, yazkir oisak keshes, Hashem will remember the sign of the rainbow. And when he remembers the sign of the rainbow and his promise, he will not bring the mabul. So the Rebbe asks a simple question. Divrei ha-medrash ma'oridim eifrei t'miyo g'dayla. The words of the medrash, they pique our curiosity and they actually roll back an astonishing question. The question is, v'chi b'chol ha-dayris, is that mean to say that in every generation, with the exception of those two generations, whether they be Chizkio and Anshe Knesset HaGedoylah, or Chizkio and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But are you telling me that every single generation, the world was like Mabel times? We were b'shval ha-madrega kol kach, we were in such a low level, ad she-yi aroi lo-inish ha-mabel, that we are equal to the people of that generation? We deserve a Mabel today? Is that what we're saying? And in every generation, people deserved a Mabel? Like, really? That's a shocking statement. I'm going to skip the brackets. This is the question. The question is, it seems that God basically wants to destroy the world most of the time. In fact, 98% of the time. Two generations didn't want to destroy the world. Man, thank God for that rainbow, because you know, like we would have been destroyed many, many times over. How could that be? I have no good generations. There's no decent generations. Okay, there's room for improvement. But like a Mabel generation? A generation that's so bad, so horrible, they don't deserve the right to live? Really? Are we so bad? Is God so stringent? So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. And with this insight, many other things will become understood as well, as you'll see. The Rebbe suggests, HaKeshes Einoi Mechicha Behechrech Sha'olam Roi Lo Inish HaMabel. The appearance of a rainbow does not indicate a mabul would be on the way, but you know, lucky you, you got a rainbow to protect you. If not for the rainbow, you're finished. That's not the case. And furthermore, Gam b'deireis she'enim ru'uyim l'kach niris hakeshes. Even generations that are not necessarily deserving of a marble, they're going to see a rainbow. Ella, she'im hava ois l'kach. It serves as a sign of what? It serves as a sign, not that God wants to destroy the world now. I remember being a little boy and a rainbow showed up. We were living in New Jersey and somebody said, God wants to destroy the world now. I'm like, really? I was like a little boy. Is it serious? He says, look, the rainbow is God telling us we're so bad he wants to destroy the world. This is how it was in Lakewood when I was a little boy. I'm like, wow, oh, we're getting destroyed now. So don't worry, God's not destroying us. Only because of the rainbow. But whenever there is a rainbow, it means God wants to destroy us now. And I'm like going home thinking, God wants to destroy us. It's terrifying stuff. Yeah, 6 years old.
Huh? When your father moved.
Well, eventually we did move from there. I was like terrified out of my wits. So the Rebbe learns pshat. This is pshat that whenever the rainbow comes, right now God wants to destroy the world, and so he's showing you a rainbow. Here's a rainbow. I just want you to know. I really was planning to pull the switch on you, but here's a rainbow instead. No. Eloshimahava ois lekach shegam. Even if the rainbow doesn't appear to suggest God wants to destroy the world now, even if Adar Yagia Chas V'Shalom L'Matzozeh, even if a generation would sink to the nadir of morality, and it would be in a situation where God says, you know what? Maybe I would destroy the world again. Even then, Kayem Esaf Techas Hashar Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's still the promise of God, V'Leyia Oid Mabel, there will no longer be a Mabel. It doesn't mean that God wants to make a Mabel every time the rainbow shows up. It means the rainbow, the continuous appearances of rainbows, is a sign that there will no longer be marbles, no matter how bad it gets. In other words, this certainly follows the approach that the rainbow is something new. The rainbow didn't exist before. Something new. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us the world is never going to sink to the level of moral deprivation that it once was in. And so there will never again be a marble. And what is Rashi telling us then? B'doyde Shechizkiyo v'doyde Sh'Rashbi. In these generations, says the Medrash, quoted by Rashi, they didn't need the sign. It doesn't mean there was no rainbow. They didn't need the sign. Why not? Why not? Were they also righteous? Were they no bad people? No. Because the extraordinary merits of these particular tzaddikim who are mentioned, namely Chizkiyo and Rashbi, in other words, even if the world would have sunk into the point, even if, not yes, necessarily so, even if the world would sink to such a point, you wouldn't need the sign of the rainbow, because these tzaddikim had merits that were so vast, so overwhelming and so all-encompassing that they would be able to shield the world even if the rainbow wasn't there. In other words, even without the promise, these tzaddikim, with their merit, would have protected the rest of the generation. That is to say, it doesn't mean that there were no rainbows in the time of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai or in the time of Chizkiyo HaMelech. It means to say, even if there wouldn't have been a rainbow, even if there wouldn't have been a promise, there still wouldn't have been a marble. Why? Because we can basically rely on one of two things. We can either rely on God's promise. So no matter how bad things get, relax. The world is not going to be destroyed. Don't believe all those people who tell you it's the end of the world and it's predicted in the Aztec or something and like, you know, go have fun because like next Tuesday the world is over. That's not happening. However, it is possible that in some generations you wouldn't need this promise or the sign. Because these tzaddikim had such a great merit that they would be able to provide cover for the generation regardless of how things went. And why these two tzaddikim, which actually Rashi chooses, Chizkiyo and Rashbi? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says it openly. He says it. There's a clear statement in the Gemara Maseches Sukkah on page 45. Rashbi says, and this is a quote, Yochol ani lifter es kol ha'olam kulei. I could exempt the whole world min hadin. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's merit was strong enough to exempt the whole world from judgment. So he says, I got you covered. Chizkiyo, we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a Mashiach. Wanted to make a Mashiach. He forgot to say thank you, but he was going to be Mashiach. So in that case, he was going to be, doesn't say the generation was perfect. doesn't say Bikish Chizkio, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavi Mashiach L'doidish Chizkio. It doesn't say Hashem is going to bring the Mashiach to his generation because they were deserving. It says Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that last Chizkio Mashiach. He wanted to make him Mashiach. And why didn't he make him Mashiach? Because generation fell short? No, because he fell short. So in other words, Mikach Muvan, we can understand from this, Shahi B'Koyach Chuse, it was in the purview of his, the power of his merits, Lahagin Al Olam Kulay, because he almost brought Mashiach for everybody. So certainly he could have shielded everybody. The point then becomes that this business of the rainbow, don't look at it in a juvenile and twisted way. Say, oh, if there's a rainbow, God's out to get us. That's not what it means. It means the rainbow is the sign of God's covenant, period. However, besides the fact that the rainbow is the sign to God's covenant, there were some generations when the rainbow or the covenant wasn't necessary. And that's where the Deiris is spelled, missing the vows, spelled Chaser. So the Eibishter should help us, that Mashiach should finally come. And the covenant is in place. That's a good thing, but it'll be much nicer if Mashiach would just come and finish the job. May it happen speedily and in our days. Amen.